But right now, do we have Bob and Dan in studio?
What?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Lit.
How are you guys?
Man, so great. We're going to do first look today.
Oh, nice.
Damn
All
it.
Right.
And some boxing audio I found. It's going to be great.
Bruce and Owen, what time are they in today with you guys?
They will be in at 1:10 to interview Tyler Seguin. We're out of questions, so we're going
to
let them ask some questions today.
All right.
So. Very good. That's what I like to hear.
So
I mean, yeah.
How's this mix going?
Here's Bob.
How are you?
Hey, guys. How's your drive, Donovan?
Oh, my gosh. It was long, but we made it.
What time did you leave the house?
7:45.
And what time did you get there?
9:40.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Two stops.
Potty?
One to fill up, one to potty.
Wait. Can't you use the same stop for that?
I didn't know I was going to have to potty after the first stop.
Okay.
The first stop was right by the house when I filled up my car with gas.
That's a nap.
I got on the road.
That might be a nap.
Traffic was so bad. An hour into the drive, I was still not even close to getting to I-35, and I couldn't make it. So I had to pull over and go into some random building and go use the potty.
Okay, you didn't run into the forest, though.
I did not, no.
Okay.
I went into a building that I promise you I wasn't supposed to be in.
That's a leading statement. What do you mean?
It seemed pretty secure, and the only way to get in was a key card, and I followed a guy in to use their potty and ran right
wow.
out.
Wow.
Okay, it wasn't a vacant.
No. I didn't move the body and then use the bathroom and then put the body back where it was supposed to
Chris
be.
Chris and Snoop nails shut the get the nail gun out and get
why
the,
didn't you just
get the wood in front of the door?
Just use a cup in the car.
Ooh, a tall boy maybe.
On the stop to get gas, I threw all the water bottles away in my car, which was a mistake because I probably would have done that. I don't know if I would have pulled over or tried to be adventurous and go number one while driving.
You know, wait a minute. Here, Texas Motor Speedway has something for you to take home, Donnie.
Boy, that would come in handy for real. The nice little pail. Use that. But I'm not going to throw the water bottle I have away now, just in case I don't want to pull over and stop.
Maybe a bedpan. That would be good for long drives, right?
Yeah, what if I have to hit the brakes and it spins?
Yeah, no, a
bedpan is not a good idea.
It's like something you can close off if you're doing
that.
It's
like a mini toilet, right?
Well, it's more like a where you put the paint roller pan in the paint pan there. That's, what do you call that? Paint pan?
I don't know. There's probably no word for it.
I'd
rather trust the hospital urinal. That plastic thing.
What about
quick you can snap the cover shut.
What about a catheter?
Like if you know you have a long drive, just have one of those.
Hey, you know you don't have to stop. Everything's fine. Just go about your business. You don't lose anything.
Can you go get one of those like at the urgent care, just a quick catheter? Hey, I know I'm going to be driving a lot today.
I don't know how that works, though. I don't know if you can.
I think you can. It's in our insurance.
Can you?
Yes, for a mere $3,700, you can be.
Let me know if it's Randy Quaid, Mike.
It's Dennis.
More. If you get Cousin Eddie, that'd be.
Oh, he was supposed to be on with Amusers, and his phone was dead.
Now he's on the
wall. He's on hold right now.
Who is that?
Who?
Hi, Dennis Quaid.
Hey, man. Who's this?
This is Norm, Donovan, Bob, Dan, Mino, Julie, everybody.
All right. What's up?
How you doing, man?
Okay, great.
You're supposed to...
here in the big D.
Were you supposed to be on with our morning show?
Yes, I was supposed to be on your morning show, but my phone did not charge last night.
Man.
So, yeah.
But
I thought it was on charge. That's what happens when you go from place to place to place.
Well, we didn't anticipate having you on.
I'm calling up.
No worries. I don't have any idea what you're hoping to plug or anything like that.
I thought you just expressed disappointment and it's not Randy.
Well, okay. if it was Cousin Eddie, but when I think of Dennis, I think of Cap Rooney from Any Given Sunday, the starting quarterback himself. Yes?
Yes.
Didn't you, if I remember right, Lauren Holly had a good talking to you and told you to get back out there.
Oh, that's right.
She did. That's right. She bitch slapped me right there in front of everybody.
I don't know what to say, really.
Well, we celebrate any given Sunday, and of course, your entire career. Although, this is very awkward since the morning show probably wants to talk with you at some point real soon. So, may I express my pleasure in visiting with you in this brief occasion? But otherwise, I'll let you go.
What do you got going on? Why are you in town?
We're here. We're playing tonight. Here in the Big D is what we're doing, and I want everybody to come out and see us over at the Colony.
Oh, okay. All right.
Are you at Lava Cantina?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So, if you have anything, is it on a beautiful night like tonight, come on out and they will give you a good time, guaranteed, or your money back.
That's brilliant. Tonight, you're in town.
It's Dennis Quaid and the Sharks. Is that a reference in any way to your performance in Jaws 3D?
Absolutely. My son was 90. We've been together for 18 years, and my son named us when he was 9 years old. He's 26 now. We said, what should we be called? He said, the Sharks, because it was Shark Week on television.
Okay. It's not even...
The best week.
Yes.
It's not a Jaws reference. It's not a Soul Surfer reference. You've worked with sharks before, you know.
Yes. Yes, I have.
You know, we recently reviewed the movie Breaking Away.
You did?
Yeah.
After all this time?
Yeah. Well, we had never seen it, actually.
It takes us a while.
Yeah.
And we finally reviewed it, and you were outstanding.
The Cutters, man. They actually started a Cutters team after that. It used to be just the fraternities, and they started a Cutters team. I think it's been like 30 years since that movie?
I think closer to 40, Dennis.
It's a beautiful movie. It still holds up.
It absolutely still holds up. Well, Dennis, good luck in the Colony tonight. We want everyone to go see you, and we celebrate all of your endeavors. And this has been a real unexpected treat to just hear randomly as we're switching shows that, hey, Dennis Quaid is on the phone. So hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and I'm going to call room service now. That's my second call.
Well, have a tasty lunch, and we'll see you tonight in the Colony. Okay. All right, man.
Come on out and see us.
Okay. That's Dennis Quaid, evidently tonight at Lava Cantina in the Colony.
There, Bob.
All right. Yeah. How about that?
Nice contribution you two made.
Noam's already gone, man.
He's really gone?
Oh, yes.
He left in the middle of it. It's his show.
He doesn't want to talk to... I'm sorry. Yes, he had something to do.
To the shock of literally nobody, Noam just got up and walked away during that.
We done, bitches.
Rest of your show.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership.